with a little bit of a new sugya, half a new sugya, quarter of a new sugya. I was in Cherry Hill for Shabbos. I said over a little bit what we were working on. I put a little bit together, but basically what we were saying, I thought they seemed to like it, so very good. Okay, and let's go back in the Gemara. Tashma, the Amar of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehoshadik. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, I assume here is in Amora. I assume it's the famous Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not sure. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehoshadik. I'm not really sure. Taisa says this is a Braisa. So, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan can't be in a Braisa. So, I don't know whether it means Rabbi Yochanan is quoting a Braisa and the Braisa starts by Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehoshadik. I mean, I just don't know. Or is Rabbi Yochanan here a different Rabbi Yochanan? No? Taisa says, Rava Yada Shapra Hach Braisa. So, it's a Braisa. So, where does a Braisa begin? Usually Tashma, and then they call it the Braisa. Usually, whenever there's a Tashma, they quote. So the quote starts with Amar Rav Yochanan. I don't know. Anyone have any ideas? This is not a Lamdish question. This is a technical question. Rav Meltzer, it's right up. You're the expert in technicalities and learning.
No, not really.
No?
I think over Shabbos when I was looking, someone at the back was saying that he's trying to figure out the raya exactly. He says if it's just from Rabbi Yochanan himself, then Rava could argue on Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
So it's much more that it's not a Tana.
Right. Okay. So probably the Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Isaac. I don't know why Tavis calls it a Braisa. It's not really a Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting orally Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Isaac. So that's like an oral Braisa. I assume that's what you have to say. When Taiva says it's a Braisa.
There's a Gemara of Zion. The same thing down the Braisa also.
Yeah, of Zion. That's what he says in the side.
And it says, yeah, reportedly look for Rabbi Yochanan, don't Rabbi Yochanan. And it doesn't sound, then it has Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instead of Rabbi Shmuel.
Where is this? Oh, Rabbi Yochanan?
First wide line.
First wide lines. Shem Rav Yemlinai Be'yachai. The ill, so the guy points out that the different gerusa.
All right, so over there it sounds like I'm thinking out of context. It looks like we're blaming Rav Yochanan there.
Okay.
Which Taisa says
the Braisa? Taisa says, when we were supposed, I told the guys, look at Taisa, Yufta de Rava. So Rava, Taisa says there, Rava Yada Shaper Hach Braisa. So he calls it a Braisa. I don't know. Poshup Shad, it's not a Braisa.
No, it could be Rabbi Yochanan had a Masaira from a Tana.
Right, I'm saying, but that Pashas, that's not called a Braisa.
And so the Gemara Chav Zayin fits very well when it says Rabbi Yochanan Mishum. Mishum is always, you know, that he did not hear it from him, but it's some kind of a Masaira from him.
Mishum over here also, no?
So he's saying Rav Yochanan had this Braisa. In other words, Rav Yochanan, a Braisa usually does not mean an oral. I mean, I don't know. I thought Braisas were written by whoever wrote the Braisas, Rav Chia. So, okay, here, so I don't know if it means Pashup Shad would mean that he had an oral Messiah.
Not everyone knew all the Braisas, right?
Right, not everyone knew all the Braisa.
Oh, so he's telling us the Braisa he knew. We didn't know.
No? Okay.
Rabbi Yochanan was the expert in the Braisas. Wasn't he the one that was the...
I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan when they wrote Damit Bav Yishalmi. I don't know if he's... I'm not familiar. Okay, I don't want to get back down. It's just, if not for Taisus, I would have said it's not a Braisa. It's Rabbi Yochanan quoting over. He has a Messiah. You know, I would not call that a Braisa. Braisa, just like you don't call it a Mishnah. A Braisa, the Mishnah is written by Rabbi, and the Braisas were written by Rav Chia. But this doesn't sound like this is something that Rav Yochanan is quoting. But Taisus calls it a Braisa. Okay. Minayin aveda shitatan darshi mutares. How do we know that if there's zuto shalyam, basically, shatvan dar, that is mutares, even according to Abaya, and even without yish, tiksiv, v'chein tase l'chamoyro, v'chein tase v'sim l'aso. So we have a drasha that it's mutter. V'chein tase l'chol avedes achicha sher tovim imenu, umitzasiyah. So there's a drasha. What's a drasha? Misha vude menu mitzuyah etzah kol adam. It has to be avuda mimenu b'mitzuyah etzah kol adam. Because it says mitzasasa. Yatzazu shavuda mimenu v'en mitzuyah etzah kol adam. So I don't know what the svar is. You know, like it's a drasha. But is there any logic in this? That if it's avuda mimenu, it's aser. But if it's avuda mimenu mikol adam, then it's mutter. Like, what's the difference? If it's avuda mimenu, he's not going to get it. So why, you know, just I don't know the havana and svara, because it's avuda mikol adam.
If it's not avuda mikol adam, then people can return it to him. This is lost for good.
I mean, it's avuda mimenu. Pashipshat is, I mean, this is a question I think we were discussing last week. Does he have a hava mina if there's no simon that he'll ever get it back? Someone finds it. So what if the guy finds it? The guy, he has no simon. So if you say that somehow he thinks he'll get it back without a simon, okay, then I hear it. But if there's basically a hopeless, if you have no simon, there's no way you can get it back. That's what I would have thought.
But Abaye Paskins by Yesh Lamidas, Ain Basidman, that's what Machlekes is.
I understand. But that's
Yesh Lamidas,
Lo Avigish. But I'm saying is it hopeless that the guy can get it? Pushup shot, I would have thought that it's hopeless in that case also. So I'm just saying.
Wait, is it possible he'll find it? Just like
that's
you found
why it's Exeris Akosif.
Right?
He'll find it. The Gemara, the word is, that's not what the Gemara said. Gemara says, Avuda Mimenu, but not Mikol Adam. You're saying it's not really Avuda Mimenu.
Well, there's no one person it's not Avuda Mimenu. Every single person, the Gavi him, it's Avuda Mimenu. But since in general, someone's going to find it. And it could might as well be this guy.
It's so far-fetched, he's going to find it. I don't know. I mean, it's just the question is this a Xeris HaKosef or is there a Svara here?
I think there's a Machlokas Rishonim on that, no?
Okay.
Some people know. It's a Xeris HaKosef. Some people learn that it's
okay.
That he's done the night by Adam.
What?
That there's a Yiyush here, I would agree to because it's Butler Daite.
Okay, but what's the svara? Why is there more yish? Why is there more yish because it's avuda mikol adam? In other words, so that would only make sense if you say that there's a possibility that someone's going to give it back to him. Okay, maybe then it would make sense.
Right, and here's to the bottom of the river. Nobody's going to find it.
I see it, but even if it's pashup shot, even if it's avuda mimenu v'lo mikol adam, someone will find it, but they'll never give it to him. So he should still be miyayish. You should have the same level of years.
As long as someone can find it, then there's a possibility we'll get back to him.
Why? How? How?
Stories happen all the time. It happens. But if it's a Vudami Kol Adam, it's impossible to ever get back to him because no one's ever going to find it. It's completely
You're saying that someone, some good Sumerian will find it and he'll hear that he lost it. He has no simon. He'll return it to him.
There's always a chance. There's a story. It happens. This, whatever. Okay. It's a Vudami Kol Adam. It's completely lost. There's no chance for anything.
Okay, maybe I hear. Okay, so let's say Misha Vumanim says a Kol Adam. So you say there's a logic here. Yatzazu Shavudim Manavadim says a Kol Adam. Okay, Beisura. But I have it, but Rabbi Meltzer said that's a Machlokes Rishonim. So that sounds even better. But again, but okay, so that's a drasha. Beisura Dimya Detera. So we have a drasha, the Surah Dimya Datera, Now, this apparently is not part of the Lashon of the Braisa, because Tosafos says that Rava knows the Braisa, but he doesn't hold of this Tia, Kishura Dimya Datera. So this is the Gemara speaking. The Gemara, the stomach of the Gemara, apparently. I don't think it's Rav Yochanan either. This is the stomach of the Gemara. The Gemara, whoever said Tashma, Bisura Dimya Datera. Ma Tera Ben Isbe Simen Ben Delas Be Simen Shari. Afisura Ben De Isbe Simen Ben Delas Be Simen Asura. So again, Ma Tera Ben De Isbe Simen Ben Delas Be Simen Shari. The heter is mutter, even if it's ispei semen or laspei semen. Hafisura, bein de ispa semen, bein de laspa semen asura. Now, I have no idea what kind of drasha that is. Is isura dimya datera? Is this a drasha, or is this a drasha, a hilchis drush, that we make a drasha isura dimya datera in the lashon of the pasuk, since the pasuk is being medame at two things? So there's a isura dimya datera, or is this a diak in the lashon of the braisa?
So from Rashi, it's mashma that it's a hekesh. We're saying just like this one is, you know, absolute, so too this one is absolute.
Okay, let's see Rashi. Right, but we have to read Rashi. But without, you know, there is a possibility, okay, that it's a lashon of the braisa. But okay, let's see Rashi. You're right. I just wanted to make that there's two ways of learning it. But let's see, Tavi Sura Dimya Datera, because see, if you're I'm not sure, but you know, Tosafos says, okay, we'll see. Maybe I'm jumping. Tosafos says that Rava knows this, and it'll die kisura dimya datera. So if you say that isura dimya datera is a drasha, so it's a pretty funny machlokes. It means that Abaye and Rava is machlokes, revolves around a machlokes and hilchos drush, the nekudas of machlokes. The reason why Abaye and Rava argue is because they have a machlokes and hilchos drushes.
But this is a proof. This is not the source of the machlokes. It's the raya.
But the raya could be the proof, the source. Because Abaye could have seen this, and that was the proof why he got his din from. And there's maybe in Svara, Abaye would have held like. But he has a proof. But according to Sandy, which I agree, maybe that's what Rashi's saying. If you learn with Tosafos that the Rava doesn't hold of this rule, so it means that Abaye and Rava are having some kind of machloikas and ilchus drushes, which is a little funny, because if they're having a machloikas and ilchus drushes, then there should be, you know, this probably should not be the only place in Shas where this drasha comes out.
Maybe Abaye agrees with Rav on this. Just
I'm skipping out of order.
Just because we're using this as a proof for Abaye, that doesn't mean that Abaye necessarily agrees with
it. Tosafos says, Rava yada shaper hak raisa.
Right.
And except the reason why he disagrees. And then all daik is sura dimya datera.
The question
is, what's daik?
So according to Sandy, which happens to be right, the Rashi sounds that way, isura dimya datera is a drasha. According to the Gemara, making a drasha. So that means that Rava doesn't hold, if you learn, put Tosafos together with Rashi. Well, maybe we really should have read Rashi first, but okay, I jumped the gun. So if you put the two together, it means that Abaye and the Gemara hold of a certain drasha. that there's a drasha that you make, Yisura Dimya Dat Teira, and Rava doesn't hold to that drasha. So that's very, very funny, because if there, that means in a Chaira, if there's such a drasha out there, then this drasha, to say that this is the only place in all Kol HaTorah Kula that this drasha ever came out, is a very strange thing to say. So there's a machlekes Abaye and Rava, or Rava and the Stama de Gemara in Hilchas drashas.
So the answer is not a drasha.
Any other ramification?
No, Taisa says it's a diuk, not a drasha.
See, but Sandy,
machlekes whether you can have a diuk or not. We find that all the time.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say.
And Rashi's lavdafke that it's a drush. That's okay, a
I don't
drush.
Know. That we'll read Rashi. I'm pointing out. I was trying to point out why I would be. I'm just going on the hemshuk of what happened. I made a chakira. Is he sura dumya datera a drasha or is it dig in the lashon and the braisa? So Sandy said, well, you know, you're making this crazy hakira. What's wrong with you? Just look at Rashi. Rashi says the Farish, it's a drasha. Right? That's what he was saying.
I didn't say exactly that way. So Rashi seems to be saying that way.
So I'm pointing out that even if Rashi is saying that way, there's pashas from Tosfos, it would be difficult to say that way. So either we say that, you know, we have three choices. Either we say that Taifas also means it's a drasha, and it's a bachlek, it's a bayin rava, and hilchis drashas, which is a little daichik. Or we say that Taifas holds it's a diik, and Rashi holds it's a drasha, and it's a bachlek, it's Rashi and Taifas, whether it's a diik or a drasha. Or we say that when Rashi does also doesn't mean it's a drasha, it's only a diik, and Rashi's lashon is lavdafke. Right, so it's not, there's room to clear. Anyway, so let's read Rashi, but that's why I just trying to explain based on Taisus why I raised the question, is it a drush or a dig? Right. Okay, anyway, let's look at Rashi. Kmimanu. So the Rashi saying that this din of avuda mimenu mikol adam is learned from a pasuk, right? Avuda mimenu, it's a drush, it's an extra pasuk, it's a word. In other words, it's a pasuk. So I again. The question that we had, which I think Rabbi Meltzer claimed is machlokes, we don't know, is if it's learned from a drasha, then it doesn't have to be logical. It could be just a drasha. See, when Rashi says clearly, it's based on an extra pasuk. It's not certain things that are not clear drushes. So if they're not logical, you don't learn it that way. But if it's a drasha, Sarah, so it's a pasuk. So we don't know whether do we tie this up with logic or is it just pure? We say it's exeris hakosim and that's the way it is.
The Rosh says clearly. He says these they similar begun rachmona sharia.
Yeah, but the question is it logical or is it exeris hakosim?
Rachmona sharia could be.
It doesn't mean it doesn't say exeris hakosim.
There's a rachmona sharia sounds exeris hakosim.
What?
Rachmona sharia.
Yeah,
doesn't
the Gemara
say
Rahman
Sharia? There might be a reason why Rahman Sharia.
I think the Gemara says that now.
It's for a difference. Exeris HaKosov would mean it's illogical. It makes no sense. It's a difference that we don't hear why there should be a difference. Rahman Sharia means without the Pasuk, we wouldn't say it's Mutter. Pasuk says it's Mutter.
Okay. No, he says even there's a Simon. He's based Simon and Rahman Sharia.
Yeah, even Rahman Sharia. But the question is, why was Rahman Sharia by Avud Imanu Kol Adam? And they weren't Rahman Sharia by Avud Imanu Balami Kol Adam. So is it a Xeris HaKosov? There's no difference in Chadik. As far as human seichel, the two are exactly the same. And for some reason unknown to us, Rahman Sharia here and not Rahman Sharia there. or there's some svara lechadek, that there's a logic why there's a difference. And even there's a logic why Rahman and Shaya, you know, you can even take it further. It depends, you know.
The Rosh has a very interesting language. If we take a quick look at it, he says at the end, he says, even if the guy is yelling, scream v'chayim and not miyayish, it doesn't work.
Right. Because Rahman and Shaya.
He says, because it's like a guy screaming on his house that fell down.
Okay,
but that, means, shetava, beyond. Doesn't work.
That sounds like he's not saying Rahman and Shaya.
That sounds more like a svara. That is like the ultimate Yeush there.
Right. So it's
and Butley Daite. We don't believe him.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so it does sound like they're learning it is a svara. It's not just not stomach Zaya psychosis. Okay.
Can we just have a basic explanation? What is the proof? What is the proof of the
okay? I didn't get there yet. I'm
no, no, no.
Right up the Rashi.
Surah Veda? Not whether it's a drasha or whether it's a diuk, whether it's what is the proof? What is the logic of saying there because he soars like therefore it's also us or whether there's a
we didn't get there yet. We were stopping on the Rashi before. Rashi before Mimenu is the drasha that Avu the Mimenu calls him his mutter. Okay, that's out to read the Rashi. Visura dimyadatera. So we have a shaila. Is this a diuk or is this a drasha? So that's the Rashi. Kiven the mechad kro yafinen mitsuya eitzo ko adam sheyatzer v'she'ena mitsuya yiske ba itkushe iskar itkush adadi zula hetera v'zula literally sure zula hetera ma hetera she'ena mitsuya that by she'ena mitsuya that by a mitsuya avuda mimana miko adam. Because there, obviously, no one would ever say Yish Shemidas, Rav Yish. The Yish Shemini Surah, the Ain Zeminami Surah. Hey, God, the Memer, the Yoda, the Nafa, Kolden Shabbos, the Yadzer.
Here he's throwing in a svara. At the end, he's throwing in a svara.
No, he's not throwing in a svara. Where is he throwing it? He's just bothered.
Why is he saying only in a case of the Ekal Memer, the Yoda, the Nafa,
Kolden Shabbos? Because he's actually bothered by a problem that. If you're going to make this drasha, Rashi, she talks, the Poshup Shah is Rashi saying it's a drasha. Now, if it's a drasha, like you said, then a drasha can even tell you something that's illogical. So the Rashi has a problem. If it's a drasha, it's surah dimya de tera. So let's make the drasha all the way. And just like a tera is, even when it's Abel Simon, in all cases, so Isura is also by Abel Simon, even if the guy found out it was Miyayish. And therefore, it should come out, even if it's Akash, even on Abaya. It's Akash on everybody. Why does Yish work when it's Yish Midas work? Let's make this drasha. We have a drasha here. So let's take this drasha and learn out from this drasha that even Yish Midas doesn't work. That seems to be Rashi's problem. So yeah, Rashi answered.
But it would make sense to make.
Talking about
make
sense it's before. Like it's,
I can't
before
you.
It would make sense to make the drasha like that.
Right, because the drasha is that is a drasha. There's a surah dimya datera, and heter is in all cases bein yesh bo simen, bein mei bo simen, bein whether the guy knows about it, bein whether the guy doesn't know about it, whether it's miayish, whether it's not miayish. You should make this drasha surah dimya datera. So therefore, you should come out with a conclusion that when it's Abel Simon, even when it's not Avuda Miko Adam, then it's always Usher, even if the guy's Miyayish. And for Rashi, the Rashi answered the question: Hecha the Yesh Simon Asura, Ki Ein Simon Nami Asura, Hecha the Ikelamein the Yada the Napa Kodesh Mayada. In other words, the drasha. How's Rashi answering the question?
That the whole pasuk is only talking about Lifnei Yayush.
Well, how did that? I don't know.
What's Rashi saying?
The whole pasuk. Why the Asura is talking, I mean, Heter is talking about Akayesh. The Hecha, the Ikemeni Yada, the Nafa called them the Nafi Yad. I think he's saying that as long as it's that this drasha, that a hekesh, which tells you it's sura demiatera, is not necessary to be used more than in one case. In other words, it's a drasha,
right?
It's a drasha, sura demiatera. So as long as we were yaitzi the drasha by the case when he didn't know, we have no right to extend the drasha to say that the drasha is coming to teach you even when you do know. Because it's not a mashmos. In other words, the difference is also in the same chakira we had in the beginning. If it's a mashmos of the kra, so then the mashmos of the kra is mashma, that it's always isura demyadatera, the mashmos of the kra is mashma, it's always aser. So then you have to say the mashmos of the pasuk is mashma. It's always aser, being with yish, being without yish, being simen, being no simen. There's a mashmos in the pasuk that it's always heter is always mutter, and natsuto shiyam is always aser. But if it's a diak, so it's not in the mashmos of the pasuk. It's a diak. So as long as you use the diak for one case, you were yaitzi hilchus diak. The diak doesn't have to be used as long as you have one usage for the diak. So the diak is used up. So the diak, we limit the diak only to the case of lifnei yish, achar yish. We have no hechrof to say that the diak is talking about that. So
is not dealing with the top tesis doesn't deal with this kasher. Is that not that's not. The top one, when exactly? I thought that's his top basis. Uh-huh.
My was with the man again. I don't know. We just call the mashimater. The servant man we call Adam Akarka of Israel. The other is Yahish, or Peter, but see, Mr. Adam, the Tarmish, and Israel, and again, or Yahdam, the other is Yahish. You know, I was thinking, you know, when we call them, and I said, we say, they call them. I got it. Yeah, maybe he is. But the question is that what Rashi means?
One second, please.
Let me just think a second. In other words, Rashi is bothered by the kasha. Rashi is bothered, you see, in other words, Heichad Igamer, the Yada, the Napa called them Shabbos, the Yadze. Okay, in other words, maybe I'm getting too pilpotic, but I'm trying to say, Binyamin, amazing Kiddush. We're trying to say something wild. You know, like this. The we asked the kasha. What did you ask before I get to all
the just the case of Shutz v'Shanar is when he does know that it was lost. That's Yish Midas. So why isn't the case of Yisur automatically Yish Midas also?
Because theoretically, Shutz v'Shanar could also be when he doesn't know. Who said it?
If it's true, then how come it's not a Raya for Rava?
Because it's a special Xeris Sakasiv or a special Din of Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam.
That even if he doesn't know about it.
Right, it's a special pasuk, like Rachman Asharya.
And that pasuk is talking about even when he doesn't know?
Yes.
Laisvis.
Yes.
So it's Beferish. Yes.
The question is, we have a lot of interesting shyness here. We have a few interesting shyness. And it could be they're interconnected. The first shaila we had, let's put everything together. The first shaila we had, is this a drasha or is this a diak? Is it drasha in the Torah or is it diak from the pasuk? So we pointed out that it sounds superficially that it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, because Rashi is very clearly mashma, it's a drasha, while Tosfos, who says that he doesn't, that Rava doesn't make this diak, no diak, it sounds like it's a diak, it's not a drasha. And I do think it's hard to say that the machlokes Abai and Rava and Hilchos drashas. Hilchos diyukim, okay, I think there's a mashmaos, and you don't think there's a mashmaos. Or you don't think it's such a strong mashmaos, it's strong enough mashmaos to be mechayish, a radical svara, you know, against the svara. Okay. Now we have a new shayna. The Gemara makes this, whatever it is, whatever this is, a drasha or a svara. So the shayna is, why don't we go ahead and take it to all cases? Isura demyadetera. And just like Isura is in all cases of Abel Simon, even if you, I'm sorry, Hetera is in all cases of Abel Simon, even if the is Ben Yeshbo Simon, Ben Abel Simon, Ben whether you know, Ben whether you don't know. So say also Hetera, Isura, is in the same thing, is in all cases, even if it's Abel Simon, even if you know. And therefore, you learn out from here that Yish Shalom Midas Lo Ave Yish. I'm sorry. You learn from here that Yish, even Midas, doesn't work Lo Ave Yish. Yish Midas. In other words, learn out from here that just like Yisura Dimyadatera, and Heter works even in cases of Yish Midas. So Yisura is also by Yish Midas. Right? It's like Rav, the Gemara is saying that we learn out that the Isser is by Yish Shalomi Das, and that, I'm sorry, the Heter is by Yish Shalomi Das, and that tells us that the Isser is also by Yish Shalomi Das. So you should also say that the same thing, the Heter is even by Yish Midas, and therefore the Isser is also by Yish Midas.
We're not going to let a person, what is that? What does that even mean? We're not going to let a person be miyayish on something? Yeah. A person's allowed to be miyayish. You make red taps, whatever the part is.
Yish is not such a pashut thing. It's not like it's not here being mafkaret. It's yish.
No.
So yish doesn't do anything.
How can you shlug up the word, the whole yish concept? Maybe hefka should be shlugged up. I'm saying everything can be shlugged up.
Then you prove this drasha is not right. If this drasha,
there's a limit. I can.
And you'll come up with a din that yish midas also doesn't work. And at first, I don't think it's so crazy. And if it is crazy,
it is crazy.
And it proves that the drush is wrong.
You're going to get rid of half of Bava Metzia.
Okay. I'm saying, so I'd count. I mean, why don't we make Bava
Metzia?
We only make.
Okay.
Why can't we say
Rashi is bothered by this kasha, and Shmuel is telling us that Tovis is bothered by this kasha. But it doesn't sound like that they're giving the same answer, which is very, very interesting. So the suspicion we might have, this might be making too much of a pilpush here, but the suspicion is that it's totally on the Shittasam, that Rashi, who learns like it's a drasha, so he has to give an answer to explain why there's no drasha. While Tavis is learning it's a dig in the Lashon of the Braisa, and therefore, we'll have to see that maybe because they have different starting points, whether it's a drasha or a mashmos, they gave different answers. But we're going too fast. We have to examine it. That was the super quick structure, is that Rashi and Tosfos are giving different answers to the same kasha. And there's a reason they give different answers, because it's really a different kasha.
According
to Rashi, that's a drasha. The kashas learn out from the drasha this. According to Tovis, it's a diuk and the lasha and the brisa, the different kasha. What? I'm sorry.
The halacha that la hetera that teaches us a chiddush that it works is specifically talking about even when he doesn't know about it. Because obviously, if he knows about it, pashut pshat is it's pashut. Then if the shirtzal shel nar, he knows the nar took it away. It's going to be mutter. The chiddush is specifically in the case of where he doesn't know. So it's on that point that the Hekesh Lasira works. The Hekesh Lasira works specifically in the case where he doesn't know about it, because that's where the Chiddush of Lasira is.
It could be you are being mechaven to Tosfos. Personally, I don't understand what you said, but if that might be what Tosfos says, because then what's the Gemara's kasha on Rava? Since Rava holds Yisharal Midas Haveish, so I'd say the same thing. The Chiddush of Zuta Shoyam is not by a case of Ein Bo Siman. So I'll say the same thing, even by Shalom Midas. It's the exact same thing that you said, that you don't need the Pasuk of Zuta Shoyam for when you know. I would argue you don't need the Pasuk according to Rava Zuta Shoyam of any case of Ein Bo Siman.
But the fact is, therefore
you shrug up the whole drasha, the whole shrug up the Rava, because the Pasuk, it didn't come. The Pasuk never wrote the Chiddush, or the Brisa never said the Chiddush of Zuta Shoyam for Ein Bo for Ein Bo Siman, because that's Pasuk. That's even without Zuta Shoyam, it's mutter because of Yishalom Midas.
So it's only for the case where there is a Siman.
Yeah. So if you're taking your logic fully,
that's a good point.
Then you kill the whole Raya against Rava. So I have to see. But Tavis does sound like he's saying like you. But so it needs a little, we have to see. But we're going too fast. I don't like that I go so fast, too fast. I get confused. First, I want to see how Rashi sounds like he's answering the question. So let's read Rashi again. In other words, that Tera is in all cases. There's no chiddik. Avi sura de mitzuya eitzah ko'adam. Lo chiddik bein ein simen de chiyada miyayish. Miyayish simen de chiyada lo miyayish. There's no chiddik between the two cases. The chiyeche, the yesh simen asura. Just like by yesh simen, it's asura. Ki ein simen nami asira. Heicha, the ikir amemer la yada, the nafa kojima la yada. That's it. I do think that the mashmos of Rashi is mashma, that what he's saying, heicha, he's answering the question, and he's not saying like what you said, Benjamin, or Shmuel, because otherwise then it's totally chaser. He's saying, because as long as you have a hecha, that's yaitzi. In other words, that's what I think he's saying. Because since it's a drasha, so your yaitzi hilchus drasha, if you use it for one case, you don't have any, the Torah made a drasha. So I used up the drasha for one case. Now you want to make a bigger chiddush. You have no right to learn a bigger chiddush from the pasuk. The Torah is telling me a chiddush, a yish shalom midas lo have a yish. That's a chiddush. Now you want to use this drasha to tell me another chiddush, that even yish midas lo have a yish. Then you need another drasha. That's what it sounds like to me, what Rashi's saying, that this is heicha. We once there's a heicha, then that's it. Then you used up the drasha. Okay, that's what I suspect Rashi's saying.
Why don't we just say we teachers teach the lesser Chiddush, like we often say?
Right, that is what I'm saying. But the question is, if it's a diuk, then it's not a question of lesser Chiddush or bigger Chiddush. It's a diuk, it's mashma both. That's exactly what we're trying to point out. If it's a drasha, then we say in teaching you, you're only allowed to use in the drasha to learn one chiddush. And obviously we pick the lesser chiddush. So that fits in very nicely to what Rashi's saying. Since Rashi is a shitoso, that it's a drasha. Therefore, he says, you have a drasha. I applied the drasha here. Now you want to know, well, what about the other case? You don't have another drasha. So where to apply the drasha? So again, so you're right. We apply the drasha to wherever the smaller chiddush.
Elamai, if it's a diag.
But if it's a diag, then the diag is a mashmos. Then the mashmos is mashma everything. Every case, the mashmos is mashma. There's a similarity, that there's a parallelism. So then you only have one drasha. It's not a drasha. It's a mashmos. You imply that there's a parallelism. So if you imply there's a parallelism, then there has to be a parallelism for everything.
Rabbi, the fancy.
Before I done, sorry. I think I'm making a very good point. That if you learn, we had this chakira. What John the Gedrashi Sura Dimyadera. If he Sura Dimyadera is the mashmos, so then the answer that I think that Rashi is saying would not be a good answer, because if it's a mashmos, then the mashmos is mashma and everything. Mashmos is mashma, then it's similar. The mashmos is mashma, it's similar to Gabi everything. It's not just mashmos, it's not an extra word. There's a mashmos in the brisa. The mashmos in the brisa is that it's completely similar.
And if you're going to limit it,
the guy says, aim bane, right? Right? You know, you're a big aim bane man. So there's aim bane. Aim bane means there's no difference. Yeah, well, it's only aim bane for one thing. You said aim bane. You said it's the same thing. Right. Now that's not what it means.
And if you're gonna limit it, then there's no reason Rava can't say you just limit to the case of Simon. And then there's no proof against Rava that way either.
Okay.
Is that what Rabbi was saying?
I wasn't what I was saying. I was saying
Rabbi was saying that before that Rava could say it's just going on Simon, just like if you're saying for Abaya, it's just going on the case of Shalomi Das. So Rava could say it's just going on the case of Simon.
That's an additional point.
It's the flip side. Either goes on everything, or you can say it goes on as little as you want.
And not because you can limit it, because the guys were saying a different svara, that the when the Braisa wrote the Chiddush of Zuta Shayam, the Braisa was coming only to tell me it was not discussing a case of Yishmi Das, because that's obviously mutter. So I'm saying, so why can't Rava turn around and say the same thing? He wasn't talking about a case of even Yir Shalomi Das, because also mutter. Not because I wasn't saying because of limiting. I was saying because of the logic that Rava can say that this, the Brisa doesn't have to discuss it, because even before he wrote this Brisa, the din of Yir Shalomi Das. I have a yish.
Right, so the chiddush of Zuta Shanar is just sheish mosimim.
Right. In other words, it might be okay. I mean, I don't want to get too much and want too tumulty. Anyway, the ma'isa, I would think offhand that what if assuming that's what Rashi's saying, heicha, and Rashi's answering the kasha, and we're claiming that the way Rashi answers the kasha is because if it's a drasha, you can only use a drasha for one place. So it's very nice that Tosfos, who maybe has a different answer to this question, is because Tosfos, we thought, is not learning it's a drasha. Tosfos is learning pashas, it's a mashmos, it's a diak. If it's a diak, then the mashmos is mashma. A diag is not because it's extra. It's a mashmos. So the mashmos can tell you it's mashma 10 things. If I say Ein Bein, Ruvain, and Shimon, so that implies that they're the same in everything. Well, that's 10 different chidushim. So what if it's 10 different chidushim? You said that they're the same. So then I can learn out that they're the same in all 10 areas. It's 10 different chidushim. There's no limit how many chidushim you're allowed to say from a mashmos. If it's a diak, that's an extra, so to speak, the Torah made a hekesh. So then you used your hekesh for one thing, you used it up. A hekesh is not a mukhrok tikka thing. It's a Torah is making a hekesh to tell you halacha. So once you use it up for one case, you used up the halacha. You used up that drasha. But if it's a mashmos, the mashmos is that they're parallel. So that means that they're parallel. In order to say that they're parallel, you have to tell me five chidushim to make them parallel. So fine, so the mashmosas are parados, so the mashmosas tell me all five chidushim.
If the diuk is against svara, if the diuk is against not svaradik, wouldn't we have to limit the chidush also in that case?
I do not know, because some listen, Torah is allowed to write zeiros hakosas, and it would probably depend how much is against svara. If it's something is mamish, you know, it tells you something that's totally illogical, then we do find that even if we have a mashmos from a drasha, because it's against svara, we try not to learn the pasuk that way.
So but if you would say yish midas is not going to make a difference, that's going against half of a metzia. That's
but it's not going against svara, because even that yish works is not, you know, just because the Gemara Bava Metzia says it doesn't mean it's a svara. The all the Rosh Hashivas, Achronim, et cetera, are Gufa explaining where this comes from. Logically, Yiyah shouldn't work. Just because the guy said Zayda, Chisar, and Kiz is not a logical reason why it should be Mutter. Yiyah doesn't mean, this is what everybody says, that Yiyah doesn't mean that the guy says, Oyvei, I lost it, you know, I'm a nice guy. If I lost it, so someone else might as well take it because it's chaval for my thing to go to waste. That's not what yish means. Yish means the guy might say, Vaida Chisar and Kiss, I lost it. I'm so upset that I lost it. But I still don't want anyone else taking it because I'm a meanie. And if I can't have it, no one will have, should have it. He's very likely saying that. Or he's saying, I don't know what he's saying. He said, it's not necessary just because he says Vaida Chisar and Kiss that he means to make it Hefker. So there's a tremendous Kiddush in Yiddish that when a guy says Vaida Chisar and Kiss, it automatically becomes Hefker. According to the most yeshivish rate, it doesn't even become Hefker. It's just the Torah being that you don't think you're going to get it. The Torah allows someone else to take it, even though you weren't mafker. Right? I think we said this, that if you say Vayda Chisar and Kiss, and no one found it, and then it's Chometz Rabbah Rabbah Pesach, you're over on Chometz Rabbah Rabbah Pesach, and it's Azer Bana, because it's still your object. Yish does not make it Hefker. Yish is not a former Hefker.
Does it become the other person's object when he picks it up?
Only when the guy picks it up, if it was over Pesach.
No, but still, not before Pesach. Forget Pesach.
For so sure. Once the guy picks up, but that's a tremendous kiddush.
But that, how can he, if it wasn't really Hefker, how can he pick up and be Konet?
Exactly what I'm trying to say. It's a radical.
It must be
radical,
it was Hefker. So it must
no,
be Hefker.
No. It's a radical kiddush of Yiddish. The Torah says a radical kiddush that even though it's not Hefker, because Abaydon had no intention to be Mafkerit. And the Baida might have even said the Farish, Vaida Chisar and Kiss, but I don't want it to be Hefker. The Torah allows someone to take it. And that's why it's not Hefker yet, because you never were Mafker it. So Memeda is a tremendous critic. So you were saying that this Drusha would be going against Svara, it's not true, because Yish is not a Svara. Yish itself is a tremendous critic.
So in a second, it would come out that Zutel Shonar, even if there's a simon, even if he doesn't know about it, you're allowed to keep it. But a regular case where he knows about it and he forgot about it, you still wouldn't be able to keep it.
Sounds great with me, because Yish is a zero. Zutel Shonar is a special chiddush.
What's the chiddush?
I don't know. That's whatever it is. It's Zutel Shonar. It's a chiddush. That there's a heter called Zutel Shonar. Whatever the svara Zutel Shonar is. Poshup Shat Zutel Shonar is some kind of special chiddush.
So you see, even though he wasn't mafker, you can keep it from Zutel Shonar.
I Zutel Shonar.
Okay,
but if you don't have Zutel Shonar, you can't keep it.
It's the concept of a case where he's not mafker and you're still allowed to keep it.
But that has nothing to do with Yiddish, Poshup Shat, because Zutel Shonar worked, you know, the guy's not the Yiddish. So there's a special din of Zutel Shonar. Not the guy, you can keep it, okay. But now when we want to know, does Yish work? I don't know. So the question on the floor is that if there is this din of Isura Dumya Datera, so let's say Isura Dumya Datera, that also that even when it's Yish, it doesn't work. It's not Rebbe, crazy.
Rebbe, the fancy Gemara has, to the Shita Mikabetzes, brings a Gilgan that explains Machlokes Rashi Taisus, and that Taisus is...
Wait one second. You're too ahead of me. What Machlokes Rashi and Taisus?
What is that? This Taisus, the Gilgan explains that Taisus is asking on Rashi. Dafka going on Rashi. Taisus? Our top Taisus is going on Rashi, and Rashi says it's a Hekish. So Taisus is not a Hekish. It's a Miut. It's a Miut.
Well, Wait. You're getting me interested. I have to find this my svarim here. There's a Gilgan.
Shmuel, it's in the Shita?
Yeah. 9 lines. I'm just saying it explains the Machlokes Rashi.
Okay, I don't have my svarim here. And I don't know, unless it disappeared. What he says is a Machlokes. What?
Hatayis kasha lehem al pirish Rashi. That's what Tayis is. Halav hekishahi elamiyut. The name of the memayit mitzuya biyeshla simon. Avol ena mitzuya afilu yeshba simon sharya. Lechem pirish Tayis deloitzochra elabidelo yada di yada pshita visharya the yish. It's pashit because it's yish.
Okay, but I'm not sure. Can I hear that again, please? Okay.
Hataisus kasha lehem al pirish Rashi halav hekishahi ella miut v'nema d'memayit mitzuya b'yesh l'simen.
Okay, so it sounds to me like he's saying a third shot, and he's arguing with me.
That's why it didn't sound like Rebbe. That's what I was.
It sounds to me that he's saying that Rashi is Hekish. That was like Sandy said, that's right. I claim that Taisus is Diak, which means that it's nothing, it's Tam Amashmos of the Lashon of the Braisa. And he's saying it's a Miut.
Right.
Miut sounds like it's also a Drasha. It's just a different type of Drasha. There's a Drasha called a Hekish and a Drasha called a Miut. And there's two different types of drushes. And okay, that sounds, I have to see that.
Work? How would the mute work?
I don't know, but the way it sounds like, I didn't see this, so I have to tell regular akas, but what it sounds like he's saying that it's a drusha, like we saw the diak. We said a diak, but we said it's a diag in the lashon of the Braisa. So he's saying it's a diag in the lashon of the Torah. So if it's a diag in the lashon of the Torah, so then it also includes everything. You can't limit it just to one thing. If it's according to Rashi, it's a hekesh. So then it gets limited to one thing. But if there's a mashmos of the words, miyat means that the words are mash, that there's a miyat. The words are telling us that it's limited only to here. So then, if the words are implying that, then they conclude more than one case. You know, it's very close to what we were saying, but instead of we were saying it's on a drabbana level, because I did not want to say there's a machlekes Abaye and Rava in Hilchas Drashas. So I wanted to say when David says diik, he means diak, diak in the. He doesn't hold the diak in the lashon of the Braisa. But what it sounds like from this Gilgan is it's not that he doesn't hold the diak in the lashon of the Braisa. It's a diak in the lashon of the Torah. So it's very different.
Now, how would that help us about the case of Yish Midas?
No, it makes that Tavis has a valid kasha on Rashi. Because either way, just like I said, if it was a dig in the lashon of the Braisa, then Rashi's answer doesn't work, because dig is allowed to, you can be, when you have a dig, the dig can tell you more than one thing, because that's what you're saying. So if it makes no difference if it's a dig in the lashon of the Braisa or dig in the lashon of the Torah is telling you with this dig more than one thing. A diak in the Torah can also tell you more than one thing.
One second, but so it's still going to leave us with a question how this is approved for Abaya, because maybe this should apply to Yish Midas also.
That's exactly what Taivis, that's what Shmuel's saying, is what Taivis is asking at Rashi. Then he gives an answer. But
this is Taivis' question.
Taivis' question is, Taivis doesn't hold of Rashi's answer. The reason why Taivis doesn't hold of Rashi's answer, what the sheet is saying, I happen to be, Shmuel is helping me 50%, 75%, but just not 100%. So just so he can feel good, and I can feel, we can both feel good.
Really bad, because I thought I was not helping Rebbe. Now I really feel bad.
You're helping me in my structure. My structure was that Rashi's learning, it's a Hekesh, and by saying, and when you learn a Hekesh, you slug up Hekesh. Hekesh, you know, this problem, Hekesh can only teach you one thing, and therefore, according to Rashi, there's no problem. While Taivis, who doesn't learn Hekesh, but learns Diak, so a Diak can tell you more than one thing. It's just the difference is that I thought that Diak in Taivis means Diak in the Lashon of the Braisa. And I thought the advantage of that, the major advantage was because we avoid making a Machlekes, since Taivis in Taivis Tziyufta says that it's a Machlekes Abai and Rava, so I intuitively do not want to say that there's a Machlekes Abai and Rava in Hilchus Drashot. That sounds like wild to say there's a Machlekes in Hilchus Drashot. So therefore, I want to say that when David says Diak, he means it's a Diak in the Lashon of the Braisa. It's not a Drash at all. But the Shita you read, but I would like to look at it more carefully for tomorrow. I got to look at it inside. Not that I don't trust your reading, but you know, I'd like to look at it inside. So I mean, it sounds like that he's not saying it's a Drabonon. he's just saying it's a Miyuta. Miyuta sounds like it's a Drusha. Miyuta is a Lashon of Drusha. Taivis calls it Diak and he calls it Miyuta. What?
I mean, it just seems to be being chalak between the cases of Yada and Lo Yada. He seems to be being mechalik between the two. What is he saying?
He's saying something like you said, that the whole pasuk of Zuto Shalyam, the whole pasuk, was not written for the case of Yada, because then there's nothing to talk about. Of course, it's mutter. But I asked, that, and that's what he said. Okay, that's fine. Except I asked you, Akasha, that then why can't Rava just turn around and say, to defend himself, that the whole pasuk is also not written for the case of Lo Yada, because it's also Pasha Mutter, because
when there is no Simon.
When there is no Simon, because it's the Yish Shami Das Ave Yish. So, okay, so that just review where we're holding. We want to look at that Shita to figure out what does he mean that there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. Does he mean, what we're unsure about is, does he mean that Taisis is a Derabanan, just a different type of Drasha than Rashi? I'm sorry, does he mean it's a Deraisa, just a different type of Drasha than Rashi? That's a Machlekes. Rashi learns it's a Diak and he learns it's a Miyataraisa. Or does he mean it's a Drasha Deraban? Okay, if he's saying me, it's I have my problem, then it comes out of Abai and Rava are arguing in all shas and drushes, Hilchas drushes. Okay, now the other thing is we don't understand. We did it quickly, so for that we have to look at the Shita inside. What we also don't understand is how Taisus answers Akasha, because based on what he seems to say, we don't understand why can't Rava just very easily say that just like you're telling me the Torah never wrote the pasuk of Zuto Shoyam for a case of Yada, so I'll say the Torah never even wrote it for a case of Lo Yada, because I hold Yish Shalomi Das have a Yish. So who needs Zuto Shoyam for this? So why can't Taisus? So with the way Taisus seems to answer the Kasha, seemingly seems to slug up the Kasha on Rava. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I just, by the way, in case you people didn't hear, I have to run out to a vart. There's Rabbi Pagan's son got engaged. It's a very nice simcha. It just happened, as far as I know. So we got a word now. Okay, shikayach, everyone. So tomorrow, I like to look up that shita, Shmuel shita, sounds very interesting. And we'll try and work on that top tesis to figure out what he's saying. Okay.